Right now, it's time to bring in our man with a blanket, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. Pat. And, you know, the current weather station that I just bought called The Tempest, a lot of the observations can be shared.
Yeah.
And, you know, anybody can see them. Of course, you know, mobile phone, or if you have the app. So I went in, and there are quite a few Tempest weather stations in your area, by the way, Marshall. Almost unbelievable, all the way up to Great Barrington, everybody that I looked at this morning was reporting 18 degrees.
It's right now here, it's 19, but when I left my house earlier this morning, it was 16.
Right, and now everybody's reporting 18. So very cold. It will be a sunny day. It will not be nearly as breezy as yesterday. We'll have highs today in the mid-40s to some places near 50. Tonight, not as cold with clear skies, 35 to 40. Partly cloudy and mild, 55 to 60 Friday. Partly cloudy Saturday, mid-50s. And mainly cloudy for Sunday, 45 to 50. There could be a little rain coming in later on Sunday. That would end early Monday morning and back to partly cloudy and in the 50s. Now, Thanksgiving may be important to some people. Of course, a lot of people are taking the advice that has been given by many a person about, you know, trying to stay home and avoid family gatherings. And so I don't know how important travel is going to be, but some people are traveling. And boy, what a host of options I have. One of the computer models, this is the American GFS model, says that it's going to rain most of the day on Thanksgiving. The Canadian model says that it's going to rain for at least the first half of the day and then clear up. The Euro model says, nope, it's not going to rain at all because the system's going to be quicker and it's going to move out Wednesday night. Wednesday night, early Thanksgiving morning. So there's a couple of different scenarios, and we'll just have to wait and see what happens. That's for Thanksgiving.
Would that be a cold rain on Thanksgiving?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
No. I mean, it should be, you know, in the 40s, and if it clears up, it'll go into the 50s.
Well, that's a cold rain if it's in the 40s and it rains.
No, you'll take that back come next month.
They'll be happy for rain in the 40s next month,
that's for sure.
I'm taking that back right now this morning.
Yeah. I watched, by the way, the tropics are quiet. I watched Governor Cuomo's press conference yesterday. I have to say it made me very depressed. I'm not saying that he's wrong, because he's probably not, but it really made me very depressed. I mean, he said he told his mom, you know, that they're not getting together for Thanksgiving. And she said she didn't understand. She said, your sisters haven't seen you in a long time. They love you, blah, blah, blah. He goes, I understand that. I realize that. He goes, but me showing my love, the best way to show my love is by not getting together so that nobody gets sick. And now he pressed the point that everybody thinks that the family dining room and the family house and the family is safe. He doesn't think so. And he is going on record to, and I don't think this is a surprise, to tell everybody that 2 weeks following Thanksgiving, there's going to be a big spike. And he said he's not basing it on data and he's not basing it on science. He said it's what he feels will happen. And he told us that in Canada, following their Thanksgiving, they had a huge spike. So, of course, Pat went online, and first I wanted to know, when was Thanksgiving in Canada? It was October 12th.
Yeah.
And during that time, you know, it was roughly, they were averaging about 1,500 positive cases per day. 2 weeks thereafter, their Thanksgiving, 4,500 per day, tripled. So I guess he's looking at that. On the other hand, I read about France, who in October had a huge spike. Huge. They immediately went to a modified lockdown. And as of November, 32% reduction across the board. So is that a lesson to be learned?
I think there's a lot of lessons to be learned, but it's a question of who wants to learn them and who's going to pan out to follow this. What's interesting is here in Connecticut, our positivity rate has reached up to almost now 6%, 5.97%.
Very high.
Torrington area schools are going to go to total remote learning. That is happening, I think, beginning today or tomorrow, and they'll take a look at it. We have Bradley International Airport on Monday. The National Guard is opening up another huge testing station, and that, of course, will try to be to handle the people over the holiday season. So when people come in, I've got a feeling that anybody who comes off a plane that can't prove that they've not got COVID-19, I got a feeling they're going to go right to the tents in Hartford. I don't think there's much we can do now. This has been politicized so much in this country that there's going to be 35 to 40% of the people at least that are not going to follow instructions. And, I mean, we're now well over a quarter of a million dead. Yesterday, almost 1,700 people died in this country. And I know we want to try to, get together for the holidays and everything, but we have to think long term. Wouldn't you rather get together with your family and have everybody around in the springtime? Use your telephone, use your mobile phones, use your apps, do whatever to get that face-to-face contact. It's not the same, but it's safer. I think it's hard to look long term. I understand how hard that is. Mm-hmm. It's hard to look long term, but you just have to. I mean, let's put it this way: a lot of states now are doing things with schools and everything. Well, I'm sorry. What you have to do is you have to deal with the adults first. The adults are the ones that are just not following. They're just not following it. I mean, deal with the adults first. I mean, put a mask rule in effect for all adults and social distancing, and figure out a way to that just has to be, and then deal. See what happens with grammar school students. I'm not saying high school students. There's a difference. But we've got to do something, because if not, by the time Christmas rolls around, we're gonna be up to around 2,000 or 3,000 deaths a day, and we're gonna be approaching close to 300,000 to 400,000 dead by the time we go into the Christmas week between Christmas Eve and New Year's. I mean, these are just scary, scary numbers.
They really are. They really are. I really do think that a modified lockdown should be considered. I really do. I think that, unfortunately, it's going to hurt the economy. But it's better to hurt the economy than kill the economy, if you know what I mean, just like you said. And I think officials are going to have to really, really think about it, especially starting at the end of next week. Because, like you said, families are going to get together. I mean, even if they'll be less than 10, and they'll figure to themselves, well, they said no more than 10, so we're going to be 8, or we're going to be 7. I know, but like the governor said, the problem right here is that we don't know who is anti-symptomatic and who's carrying this virus, and how other people that have low immunities can pick it up very, very quickly.
You know what I mean?
You could have your son-in-law, who's working virtual like I am, right from the house. He could be carrying the virus, and he comes to your house. Everybody's eating, and let's say Marshall, you're a bit on the compromised side, and you find out that after a while, you have COVID. How did you get it?
I have a great way for everybody to celebrate Thanksgiving. For those that can't get there to be with their parents, find a restaurant in their area that delivers and order them Thanksgiving dinner. Find a, mm-hmm. a restaurant in an area where you have friends or family that you were going to spend time with. Order them their Thanksgiving dinner. You're going to, and then FaceTime everybody or get together on the telephone. You're going to still be with your family one way or another, and you're going to help a local business in your area survive. I mean,
And help yourself survive.
And help yourself. I know this is a weather program, but time is running short. Time is running out for us to prevent a truly huge spike. And this is just something. Somebody said you talk about this every day. Yeah, I do, because we have to talk about it every day. We have to make people understand.
People are sick of hearing this, Marshall. There's no doubt about it. I know that you know. If I talk about it to my sister, she says, look, I turn the news off because I don't want to hear it. So let's not talk about it. They just don't want to hear it.
I mean, it's just the way you have to. And those people that don't want to wear masks, you know what? There's nothing we can do to stop you. Nothing.
No, nothing.
Absolutely. So if you want to go out and not wear your masks, you know, just don't do it around me. That's all. Well, we'll have to see what happens. But there's very short time to avert a huge calamity in about another 2.5 to 3 weeks when things will start to spike and then spike even more after Christmas. So let's get back to the forecast, right? And so we don't depress ourselves.
Right. Again, there's nothing major coming our way. We will have to watch and see what that one storm is going to do next week. Will it be a Wednesday storm or will it be a Thursday storm? Who knows? You know what? If it winds up being a Thursday storm, Thanksgiving storm, and it's rain and windy, maybe people who have plans to gather may cancel their plans because of the weather.
Well, let's look at it this way. Let's bring the higher power into effect. Let's hope the higher power brings a big rain, ice, snow, whatever type of storm next Wednesday and Thursday, and that way people will have to stay home and celebrate at home.
Yeah, I know. Well, we'll be looking at that. All so right. We still have time to work on it. But in the meantime, everybody, you know, bundle up this morning. And it's going to be a cool day, but not as bad as yesterday.
All right. Hey, Pat, we'll speak to you tomorrow morning.
Okay, bye, Marshall.
Take care, buddy. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check out our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.